بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, نعم This is our session number 36, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And the lesson that we're going to be doing today, بإذن الله تعالى, is lesson number 23, which is the final lesson of the first level course, المستوى الأول. As we mentioned in the homework assignment for today, what we will be doing today is a quick review of the previous lesson, number 22, on pages 56 and 57, explaining the categories of Mamnu min al-Sarf, the diptotes. And after that quick review, we're going to go to the new lesson, which is actually a continuation of lesson 22. Lesson 23 is a continuation of matters related to al-mamnu' min al-sarf, yani words that are diptotes. After we read the English key on page 58, we're going to read the Arabic text on pages 120 and 121, and then we're going to do the exercises for this lesson. There are four exercises on pages 121, 122, and 123. So we're going to start with a review of the previous lesson 22, because this lesson is a continuation of that lesson. And basically, the main matters that we're going to be dealing with in this lesson are going to be what we took in the previous lesson, in addition to a few extra points related to the same topic of the rules related to words that are diptotes, mamnu' min al-sarf. Okay, so just in case if I forget, I'm very happy, in case I forget to mention this at the end of the session today, I'm very happy that this week I received a lot of input from those of you who have been participating in this level one course concerning your suggestions of what we should do in the following weeks as a review for this first level course. Okay, so alhamdulillah, I did receive a lot of suggestions, a lot of different suggestions, but nonetheless, it made me to go back and take another look at all of the possible options, and hopefully, we'll come up with an option that will, to some extent, consider everything that has been suggested and try to take the best from it. Okay, so hopefully at the end of this session, we'll talk about it in a little more detail, and I'll be sending you out some instructions and some materials for the upcoming review starting next week, بإذن الله تعالى. Okay, so let's go quickly into the lesson for today, or at least the quick review of the previous lesson 22 on page 56, and just a couple of lines on the following page 57. Okay, so in the English key for lesson 22, it said we have learnt several groups of nouns and adjectives which do not have tanween. So this is the first matter for words that are mamnu min al-sarf. It's related to tanween. The second matter, we're going to talk about that a little bit more today, is related to when these words are majrur because of a preposition, because of idalfa, that instead of taking kesra as a sign that they are majrur, they take fatah. So these are the two things related to words that are mamnu min al-sarf. So the first of them is related to the fact that there are several groups of nouns and adjectives which do not take tanween. Most nouns and adjectives have tanween. Yani they either take alif lam or tanween. Tanween is omitted in the following cases. Yani most general nouns that are allowed to use tanween, there are several reasons where they won't use the tanween, and the first of them is when the noun or adjective has alif lam. So the word kitabun is not going to have tanween if you add alif lam. So it becomes al kitabu, without tanween. Because alif lam and tanween are opposites of one another, definite and indefinite, and therefore they cannot coexist. The second case in which a word that can take tanween won't is when it is muvalf, yani when it's the first part of the construct phrase, the idalfa construction. If it's the first part of a construct phrase never takes alif lam or tanween. As far as the second part, the muvalf ilayhi, it can take either one, either alif lam or tanween. So, for example, the word kitabun, if you put it into an idalfa construction, it has to lose the tanween, because the first part of an idalfa construction can't take tanween or alif lam. So it became kitabu with a single vowel, Bilalin, for example, the book of Bilal. The third case in which nouns which generally can take tanween but won't take it is when it is preceded by ya, yani ya and nida, the vocative ya, yani when you're calling out to somebody. So for example, if you were to call out to the professor or the teacher, ya ustadhu, it loses its tanween. Although originally ustadhun picks tanween, but if it's the munada, the word that's following ya and nida, then it won't take tanween. So these are three cases in which words that normally are capable of taking tanween will not take tanween. The first of them is if it has alif lam, it can't go together with tanween. If it's the first part of an idalfa construction, it can never take alif lam or tanween. And if it is the munada following ya nida, it also will not take tanween. So these are words that do take tanween, but in these three cases it won't. Now we go to the diptote, the word that is mamnu min sarf. There are certain nouns and adjectives which never have tanween. They are called diptotes. In Arabic, they are called al-mamnu' min as-sarfi. We have learned in this book the following groups of nouns and adjectives, which are diptotes. The first of them, of eight groups, is feminine proper nouns, like Zainabu and Aminatu. We took this in lesson 4. Feminine proper nouns, the names of females, they are mamnu' min as-sarf. They don't take tanween. Whether they have alif lam, whether they have ta marbuta like aminatu, or they do not have ta marbuta like zainabu, all feminine proper nouns are mamnu min as-sarf. The second matter is masculine proper nouns ending in ta marbuta, like hamzatu, usamatu, muawiyatu, and so on. These are masculine proper nouns. Masculine proper nouns normally take tanween, but if they end with ta marbuta, which is the feminine ending, then in that case they will not take tanween. We had this in lesson 10. The third matter, masculine proper nouns ending with ana, yani fatta alif noon, extra added to the triliteral root, like Ramadanu and Uthmanu. Masculine proper nouns that have this extra alif and noon at the end, Sufyanu, Marwanu, they don't take tanween, they are mamnu min as-sarf. The fourth matter is adjectives on the pattern of fa'lanu. For example, mal'anu, kaslanu, ta'banu, ghadbanu. And there are lots of words that we took like this in lesson 9a, yani the first half of lesson 9. We had this point related to adjectives on the pattern of fa'lan. Okay, group number 3 and 4 are common. What they have in common is that number 3 are masculine proper nouns that end with ana, and number 4 are adjectives that end with ana, or more specifically, they are in the pattern of fa'alana, meaning the first radical takes fatah, the second radical takes sukun, and the third radical has this extra ending alif, fatah, alif, noon. The fifth category are masculine proper nouns on the pattern of afa'alu, like anwaru, ahmadu, amjadu, and so on. Masculine proper nouns that are on the pattern of afa'alu, yani the first radical has sukun preceded by hamza with fatta. The second radical also takes fatta, and the third radical takes a single vowel, afa'alu. Similarly, adjectives on that pattern of afa'alu, adjectives on the pattern of afa'alu, like the colors, ahmaru, aswadu, abyadu, and so on, these are also mamnu' min as-sarf, which we actually took in this lesson 22. The seventh matter are non-Arabic proper nouns, like foreign name like William, or the name of a city that's not Arabic, London, or the name of a country that's not Arabic, Bekistanu. These are all proper nouns. Whether it's the name of a person or a city or a country, proper nouns that are non-Arabic, yani foreign proper nouns, or mamnoom al-sarf. And the last category are the following patterns of broken plurals. Yani the eighth category, by the way, the non-Arabic proper nouns, we took that actually in lesson 14, non-Arabic proper nouns of mamnoom al-sarf. And the broken plural patterns we took in lesson 13, two patterns, af'ila'u and fu'ala'u. And in lesson 16, we had mafa'ilu. And in this lesson, we had its yani companion, mafa'ilu. So these patterns of broken plurals, this is from amongst many patterns of broken plurals, these particular four are mamnoom al-sarf. Okay, so we took two of them, af'ila'u, in lesson 13, and we took another one in lesson 16, mafa'ilu, like masajidu and makatibu and so on. Okay, so that's the end of what is important here. They also gave us the atibba, that it's originally atbiba, yani on the pattern of af'ila. That's one of the patterns that we took in lesson 13, and they show that it has been slightly modified. But basically, it is from that pattern of af'ilau, a broken plural pattern that's mamnoom al-sarf. And this is what we wanted to cover for a quick review as an introduction to our new lesson 23. Okay, so with that, we're going to start with our new lesson 23. We're going to start with our new lesson 23. Which the English key is on page 58. One page, page 58. So it's a very brief English key, and it's just yani an extension of what we just got finished reviewing from lesson 22, related to words that are diptotes. Yani words that are al-mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, so on the top of page 58 it says lesson 23. This is our final lesson, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yani I say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen because it is Allah's favor and His mercy upon us that He has allowed us. Yani we praise Him and we glorify Him that He has enabled us, that He has given us success to actually reach the last lesson of this book. Over the years, over the past 30, 35, 40 years, I've seen many people study this book and many did not finish it. So Alhamdulillah, yani if we have held on and been patient to finish this, this is a tremendous accomplishment. And for that, we are obligated to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to express our gratitude to Him and our appreciation, and to thank Him by doing yani more of the things that are pleasing to Him, to show that we are really grateful, and to use that which He has blessed us with in a way that's pleasing to Him. Alright, so at the top of the page 58, lesson 23, it says, we have learnt before that a noun is in the genitive case when it is either one of two things. A, preceded by a preposition, and B, is mudhafun ilayhi. So these are the two primary reasons for which a word would be in the genitive case, majroor. These are two primary reasons. There are secondary reasons. If a word is a not, it has to agree with the man'ut. If it's a bedel, it has to agree with the mubdel minhu. If it's ta'keed, it has to agree with that which it is reaffirming. And so on, like this. Or if it is ma'atuf, yani connected by an harf atf, like waw or fa or thumma, then it has to agree with the thing that it is connected to by the harf atf, yani. So, those are secondary reasons that something is in agreement with something that is connected to. But a word, the primary reason why a word is going to be in the genitive case, marfu, is one of two things. A majrur, one of two reasons. Either it's preceded by a preposition, it's the object of the preposition, or it's the second part, second part of an idafa construction, that is the mudhafun ilayhi. These two reasons. So the first reason they give us, for example, the word bilalun, after the preposition min bilalin, so it became majrur. The object of the preposition min, sign that it's majrur, is kasra. The next example they gave us is al-baytu. And after fi, it became fil-bayti. Yani, it's the object of the preposition fi, so it became majroor because of the preposition ism majroor. The sign that it's majroor is kasra. Yani, in the first case, they are kasratain, and in the second example, there's one kasra. That's because in the first case, it doesn't have alif lam, so it has tanween. And in the second case, it has alif lam, so no tanween. But what is important is that it has the kasra vowel, and that's the primary sign of a word being in the genitive case, or majroor. The second reason, mudhafun ilayhi, if a word is mudhafun ilayhi, they gave us, again, bilalun, in the idafa construction, as the mudhaf ilayhi, the second part of the idafa construction, bintu bilalin. Here we see that bintu is the mudhaf, and bilalun is mudhafun ilayhi, and it's majroor. The sign that it's majroor is kasra. The next example they gave us is al-mudarrisu. And when they put it into an idafa construction, as the second part of an idafa construction, kitabu al-mudarrisi. Kitabu is the mudaf, al-mudarrisi is the mudafun ilayhi, and mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. The sign that is majroor is kasra. So, this is what we're starting yani lesson 23 with, reminding us that when words are following a preposition, they're the object of a preposition, or they're the mudhafun ilay, second part of an idafa construction, then they are automatically majroor in the genitive case, and the primary sign of a word being majroor is kasra. Please note, now they're saying, please note that a diptote, a word that's mamnu' min as-sarf, in these two situations, takes a fatha instead of a kasra. That is, the genitive ending in ordinary nouns is I or kasra, but in diptotes it is a or fatha. So this is a very important rule. Yani, in ordinarily a noun that is the object of a preposition or the second part of an idafa construction is going to be majroor, and therefore it has to take kasra. But diptotes, when they are the object of a preposition or the mudaf ilayhi in an idafa construction, they are majroor. But instead of taking the primary sign of a word being majroor, which is kasra, they take a secondary sign, that is fatha. Alright? So, again, please note that a diptote in these two situations, meaning following a preposition and second part of an idafa construction, a diptote in these two situations takes a fatha in place of a kasra. That is, the genitive ending in ordinary nouns is kasra, but in diptotes it is fatha. And then they give us examples. Okay, we're reading from right to left. First line, bilalun. It's marfoon with dhamma. After a preposition, min bilalin. So after the harf ja, it became ism majroor. Bilalin, min bilalin, from bilal. Okay, it became majroor because of min, and this primary sign that it's majroor is kasra. Then they gave us another example of Bilal, but this time instead of the object of a preposition, the mudhaf ilayhi. Kitabu Bilalin, the book of Bilal. Here, kitab is the mudhaf, and Bilal is the mudhaf ilayhi. Second part of the idafa construction, which is always, mudhaf ilayhi is always majroor. In the genitive case, sign that is genitive is kasra. That's the normal rule. Now they're saying, okay, that's the normal rule, but now let's see what happens with the diptote. Ahmadu is a diptote, right? Ahmadu, why? Because it is a proper noun on the pattern of af'alu. Ahmadu, anwaru, amjadu. Okay, these are proper nouns on the pattern of af'alu. And as well, adjectives on this pattern, like the colors, are also mamnu' min as-sarf. So Ahmadu, why is it mamnu' min as-sarf? Because it's a proper noun on the pattern of af'alu. A-lu. Min, if it's following a preposition, min Ahmad, it became min Ahmada, not min Ahmadi. Why? Because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. And where is it mamnu' min as-sarf? When they are the object of a preposition, they are majroor, but instead of taking the primary sign of jar, which is kasra, they take instead a secondary sign of jar for words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, and that is fatha. Min Ahmada. As the second part of an idafa construction, we have kitabu Ahmada. Again, kitabu is the mudaf, Ahmadu is mudaf ilayhi majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnoon min al-sarf. Next line, another example of a word that is mamnoon min al-sarf. Ibrahimu. Ibrahimu is mamnoon min al-sarf, marfoon with dhamma after a preposition, min Ibrahima. Object of the preposition, ism majroor, sign that it's majroor, is fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnoon min al-sarf. The second part of a construct phrase, kitabu Ibrahima, yani the book of Ibrahim. Kitab is the mudaf, Ibrahima is mudafun ilayhi majroor, sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnoon min al-sarf. Okay, here, before I close out this English key, before I read the vocabulary, which is just a couple of words, I want to make a note here, okay? This note is not in the book, but it's important that we try to grasp this point. What we just got finished saying is that normal nouns, when they're the object of a preposition or the second part of a construct phrase, then they are majroor, and the sign that they're majroor is going to be kasra. However, words that are diptotes, mamnoon min al-sarf, when they are the object of a preposition, or the mudaf ilayhi, second part of a construct phrase, they become majroor, but they take fatha instead of kasra as the sign that they're majroor. That's our rule for words that are mamnoon min al-sarf. However, there's an exception to this rule. There's an exception where the word that's mamnoon min al-sarf, like Ahmadu and Ibrahimu and Aishatu and Londona and Pakistan, that these words that are mamnoon min al-sarf, or words that are mamnoon min al-sarf in general, I'm saying, there are two situations in which, if they are majroor, they actually take the primary sign of a word being majroor, like other words, they take kasra. Okay, there are two situations in which a word that's a diptote, if it's majroor, it actually is going to take kasra. It's going to take the primary sign of kasra. So what are those two cases? Words that are mamnoon min al-sarf are majroor with the sign of kasra. Number one, if they are, have connected to them alif lam. If it is, has connected to it alif lam. Yani if the word that's mamnoon min al-sarf has alif lam attached to it, it's no longer following the rule of mamnoon min al-sarf. If it became kasra with that alif lam, then it's good. I mean, if it became majroor, while it has alif lam, then it's going to take the normal sign of being majroor, that is kasra. Okay, so that's the first case, and then I'll give you examples. Second case is an yakunu mudafan. Yani, if it is the mudaf, the first part of a construct phrase. Okay, we said that words, when they are the second part of a construct phrase, they became majroor. But what if this word is the first part of a construct phrase, and it's the object of a preposition, or, yani, it also is, yani, in a double idafa. I'll give you some examples, inshallah. Okay, so either if it has alif lam, or if it is the first part of a construct phrase, then in that case, if it is made to be majroor because of a preposition or because of an idafa construction, then it takes kasra. So let's look at the first example, yani, of a word that is mamnoon min al-sarf, but if alif lam is added to it, it takes a kasra instead of the substitute fatha. For example, if we said sallaytu fi masajida. Masajid is mamnoon min al-sarf. So even though it's following the preposition fi masajida, yani even though it's following a preposition, and it is majroor, but it doesn't take kasra, it takes fatha instead of it, because it's mamnoon min al-sarf. That's our rule for diptotes. Following a preposition, it doesn't take kasra, it's majroor, but it doesn't take kasra, it takes fatha. Lakin, if we said, sallaytu fi al-masajida, now, instead of masajida, the L allows it to take kasra, so it became fi al-masajidi. Okay, so even in the first example, salaytu fi masajida. It's the object of the preposition, it's majrur, but it takes fatha. But if we added alif lam to masajid, now it became fi al-masajid, now it can take kasra. Because when the word that's mamnu' min al-sarf has alif lam, it can take kasra. So you say, salaytu fi al-masajidi. Okay, now let's give an example of when it is mudaf. Okay, if the word that's mamnu' min al-sarf is the mudaf, the first part of a construct phrase, in this case, if it became majrur, it takes kasra. So for example, if you said, salaytu fi masajid, no alif lam, but I'm going to make it a mudaf, and I'm going to connect another word to it in idafa. Salaytu fi masajidi al-madinati. Yani, the masjids. I prayed in the masjids of al-Madinah. So here, masajidi al-madinati. Masajid is the mudaf. Masajid al-madinati. So because it's mudaf, here, it's the object of a preposition fi, and it is normally mamnu' min al-sarf. So when it's following a preposition, it's going to take fatha. But here, because it's a mudaf, it takes the normal sign of majrur, that is kasra. Fi masajidi al-madinati. Naam. Another example of a word that's mamnu' min al-sarf being the mudaf is, for example, if you said hadhihi ad-dafatiru, these daftars, these notebooks, li belong to zumalaika, belong to li zumalaika, these notebooks belongs to your classmates. Now here zumala is on the pattern of fu'ala from lesson 13. It's mamnu' min al-sarf, zumala. So if it was majrur because of a preposition like li or fi, it's not going to take kasra, it's going to take fatha. But in this case, because it's a mudaf, it can take kasra. It's mudaf to ka. Zumala i ka. Ka is the mudaf ilayhi, so zumala is mudaf, and therefore if it's majrur because of li, it takes kasra. Hadhi ad-dafatiru li zumalaika. Why zumala'i? Because it's mudaf. Okay, so these are the two cases which take the word that's mamnu' min al-sarf out of the rule of diptotes and allows it to take kasra, if it has alif lam or it's the first part of an idafa construction. I hope those two exceptions are clear to us. Inshallah, hopefully we'll see some examples in the lesson today. Alright, so let's go to the vocabulary for this lesson. Same page 58. Thalathatu masajida. Three places of worship. Three masjids. Thalathatu masajida. Here, yani, with the numbers from 3 to 10, remember, the ma'adud, the second part, yani, of this construction, the adad and ma'adud, the second part, the ma'adud, is going to be plural, and it's going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur. So masajid is plural, and it's yani mudaf ilayhi majrur. But the sign of it being majrur is fatha instead of kasra, because masajid is on the pattern of mafa'il that we had in lesson 16, one of the patterns that's mamnu' min al-sarf, and therefore yani instead of taking kasra, it takes fatha. Mudafun ilayhi majrur, the sign that it's majrur is fatha. Second vocabulary word, arba'atu fanadiqa. Yani fanadiq is the plural of funduq. This pattern, mafa'il, is mamnu' min al-sarf. And therefore, yani even though it's mudaf ilayhi majrur, the sign that it's majrur is fatha instead of kasra. Arba'atu fanadiqa. Four hotels. And the last one they gave us, khamsatu zumala'a. Zumala'a. Five classmates. So, khamsatu is the adad, the number, And zumala'a is the ma'adud, the thing being counted. And the ma'adud for the numbers from 3 to 10 is always going to be plural. Zumala is the plural of zamil. And they're also going to be mudafun ilayhi majroor. So zumala'a is mudafun ilayhi majroor. The sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnoon min as-sarf. Now if zumala'a yani took alif lam, or if it was a mudaf connected to another word after it as mudaf ilay, in that case, yani we will say that it's majroor and the sign is majroor is kasra because now it comes out of the rule of diptotes. Yani if it had alif lam, or if it was the first part of an idaf for construction. Okay, actually, what I was reading, I'm thinking I'm reading the vocabulary, but actually I'm reading the fourth exercise instruction. It says the exercise instructions on page 58 says exercise number four, count from 3 to 10 with the following nouns as ma'adud. So they gave us some nouns and they want us to number them. 3 of something, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Note that these nouns are diptotes. The nouns in those examples are diptotes. So they will have fatha instead of kasra. For example, the plural of masjid is masajid. So, thalathatu masajida. Yani it's majroor, but yani it takes fatha because it's mamnoon min as-sarf. Arba'atu fanadiqa. Yani mudafun ilayhi majroor. Sign is majroor is fatha because it's mamnoon min as-sarf. And khamsatu zumala'a. Zumala'a is mudafun ilayhi majroor. Sign is majroor is fatha. So that was actually part of the instruction for the last exercise that we're going to do today, yani later on in this session. Now let's look at the vocabulary. Istanbulu with sad and ta. Istanbulu is Istanbul in Turkey. Washingtonu is the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C. And At-Ta'ifu, yani At-Ta'if is a city in Saudi Arabia, right outside of Mecca. The city, Ta'if city, the city of Ta'if. Okay, this is the end of the key for the final lesson, yani lesson 23. Okay, so let's get into the lesson, the Arabic text, and the four exercises that we're going to conclude this lesson with. Alright, so we're going to turn to the Arabic section of the book, lesson 23, page 120. Page 120. At the top of the page it says, الدرس الثالث والعشرون. Yani the 23rd lesson. Dialogue begins with the teacher, and then Ahmed speaks, and later Abbas and Muhammad and Hamid, are having an exchange here. So the teacher says, "Man anta, ya akhi? Who are you, O my brother?" Ahmed says, "Ana talibun jadidun. I am a new student." Notice that jadidun is a na'at. Sifa, describing talibun. So it agrees with it in having tanween, being indefinite. It agrees with it in being marfu'un with dhamma. It agrees with it in being masculine. And it agrees with it in being singular. Ana talibun jadidun. Remember, the na'at, the sifa, has to agree with the word that is qualifying or describing in those four matters. We studied that in lesson 9. The teacher then says, Masmuka. Yani ma ismuka. You join them together. It became masmuka. What is your ism? What is your name? Ahmed says, ismi Ahmadu. My name is Ahmed. Here, yani ism is the mubtada. And ya al-mutakallim is mudafun ilayhi. And Ahmed is the khabar. So the khabar is always marfu'un. But here, even though it has dhamma to indicate its marfu'un, it has no tanween. Why is that? Ismi Ahmadu. Okay, the reason for that is because Ahmadu is a diptote, mamnu' min as-sarf, a masculine proper noun on the pattern of af'alu Ahmadu. Ismi Ahmadu. The teacher then says, Min aina anta? Min aina anta? Aina anta? Where are you? Min aina anta? Where are you from? Ahmed says, Ana min Pakistana. Ana min Pakistana. I'm from Pakistan. Notice, Pakistana is the object of the preposition min, so it's the ism majroor. The sign that is majroor is fatha in place of kasra. Because what? Because it is mamnu min asarf. Why is it mamnu min asarf? Because it's a foreign proper noun, name of a country. The teacher says, "Indi sab'atu dafatira." Liman hiya? I have 7 notebooks. To whom do they belong? Okay, the first note here is sab'atu dafatira. Remember the numbers from 3 to 10? The ma'dud is going to be plural, but it's going to be mudhafun ilayhi majrur. So dafatiru is the ma'dud. It's mudhaf ilayhi majrur. The sign that is majrur is fatha instead of kasra because it is mamnu min asarf. Yani on the pattern of mafail. Mafail. Sab'atu dafatira. The second note that I want to make, liman hiya. To whom do they belong? Hiya is referring back to what? It's a pronoun referring back to what? Referring back to dafatir. And dafatir is the plural of daftar. It's masculine. But it's plural. And it's a ghayru aqil plural. It's not a plural used for a human being or angel or jinn. Therefore, we treat it, ghayru aqil plurals, we treat them as though they are feminine singular. So the pronoun referring back to it is hiya, feminine singular. And likewise, the ism ishara that refers back to it will be feminine singular, hadihi or tilka. And so, yani, and so on. The adjective describing it will be feminine singular. The verb that describes it, I mean, that it is used with, will also be feminine singular, and so on. This is the rule of ghayru aqil plurals, lesson 16 and 17. Abbas says, Hati, ya ustadhu, hatha li. Yani, Hati, ya ustadhu. Abbas says, give me that one, O teacher. This one belongs to me. Hati, al ustadhu. Give me, hatha li. This belongs to me. Wa hatha li Muhammadin. And this one belongs to Muhammad. Wa hatha li Hamidin. And this one belongs to Hamid. Wa hatha li Ibrahim. And this one belongs to Ibrahim. Wa hatha li Uthman. And this one belongs to Uthman. Wa hatha li Yusuf. And this one belongs to Yusuf. Wa hatha li Talhata. And this one belongs to Talha. What we want to note here is the first note is Hati Ya Ustadhu. Ya Ustadh. Ustadh here is the Munada, the word following Ya and Nida. So even though Ustadh normally can take Tanween, here there's no Tanween, not because it's Mamnu Min Asarf, but it's not taking Tanween here because it is following Ya and Nida. Ya Ustadhu, Hatha Li, Wa Hatha Li Muhammadin, Yani Li Muhammadin, it's the object of the preposition, Majroor with Kasra. Wa Hatha Li Hamidin, same thing, Wa Hatha Li Ibrahim, yani here Ibrahim is the object of the preposition li, but Ibrahim is a foreign proper noun, therefore it's mamnu min asarf. It's majroor because of li. The sign that is majroor is fatha instead of kasra. Wa hadha li Uthman, likewise Uthman is the object of the preposition li, but it's mamnu min asarf. So even though it's majroor, instead of taking kasra, it takes fatha. Why is it mamnu min asarf? Because it is a proper noun that ends with an extra aleph and noon. Uthman, Sufyana, and so on. وَهَذَا لِيُوسُفَ. And this belongs to Yusuf. Yusuf is the object of the preposition li. It's majroor. The sign is majroor is fatha instead of kasra because it's a foreign proper noun. وَهَذَا لِطَلْحَةَ. And talha is the object of the preposition li. It's majroor. The sign is majroor is fatha instead of kasra because what? Talha is a masculine proper noun that ends with the feminine ending ta marbuta. Okay, so these are some of the categories of words that are mamnu min asarf. Yani Ibrahim, foreign proper noun. Uthmana, a proper noun that ends with aleph and noon. Yusufa, foreign proper noun. Talhata, yani masculine proper noun that ends with ta marbuta. The teacher says, أَهَذَا كِتَابُكَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ Is this the book of you? يعني, is this your book, O Muhammad? Here again, Muhammad is the munada. The munada doesn't take tanween. Although Muhammadun normally would take tanween, but because it's following ya nida, it loses tanween. مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى الضَّمَّةِ أَهَذَا كِتَابُكَ Is this your book, O Muhammad? Muhammad answers, لا. هذا كتاب حمزة. No. Pause. This is the book of Hamza. Hamza here is مضاف إليه. كتاب حمزة. The book of Hamza. مضاف إليه مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتحة instead of كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? Masculine proper noun that ends with تاء مربوطة. Like طلحة. Like Muawiyah and so on. The teacher says, "Aina Aliyun, ya ikhwanu. Where's Ali, O brothers?" Hamid says, "Zahaba ila Riyadi. He went to the city of Riyadh, capital of Saudi Arabia." The teacher says, "Wa aina Ya'qubu? And where's Ya'qub?" Notice here, Aliyun had tanween. Masculine proper nouns take tanween. But Ya'aqubu has no tanween. It's a masculine proper noun, but it's a foreign proper noun. Foreign proper nouns don't take tanween. Wa ayna Ya'aqubu? Hamid says, Zahaba ila Makkata. He went to Mecca. Here, Mecca is the object of the preposition ila. So it's majroor, but the sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. Why is it mamnu' min as-sarf? Because it is a feminine proper noun. Turn to page 121. The teacher says at the top of the page, Aina Ishaqu? Where's Ishaq? And here Ishaq is Yani Marfoon with Dhamma, but no Tanween because it is a foreign proper noun, Mamnoom and Asarf. Muhammad says about where's Ishaq? خرج إلى المدير. He went out to the principal. The teacher says, متى خرج? When did he go out? Muhammad says, خرج قبل خمس دقائق. قبل خمس دقائق. What do we want to note? He went out before 5 minutes or 5 minutes ago. We want to note here that خمس is مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوعٌ Remember the words قَبْلَ and بَعْدَ يعني which are ظرف الزمان يعني adverbs of time they're also known as مَفْعُولٌ فِيهِ يعني the time in which something occurred قَبْلَ and بَعْدَ the word following them are always مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوعٌ So we have قَبْلَ خَمْسِ خَمْسِ is مَجْرُوعٌ because it's مُضَاف to قَبْلَ مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوعٌ sign that it's مَجْرُوعٌ is كَسْرَ دقائق is a this is a double إضافة. دقائق is مضاف إلى خمسي. It's the مضاف إليه for خمسي. It's مجرور. The sign that it's مجرور is فتحة instead of كسرة because it's on the pattern of مفائل ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, that's the end of the dialogue. Let's look at the first exercise. First exercise says, before the first exercise says, tamarinu. Tamarinu, exercises. The plural of tamrinun. Plural of tamrinun. Tamarinu is on the pattern of mafa'ilu. And therefore it's mamnu min as-sarf, so no tanween. First exercise, ta'ammal al-amthilata al-atiyata. Reflect. On the following examples. Ponder, examine carefully the following examples. Okay, they're showing us two rows of names. The first row has the name Muhammad. The second row has the name Zainabu. So we'll see that Muhammadun takes tanween and Zainabu does not take tanween. And we'll see that Muhammad, when it is majroor because of a preposition or because of being mudawf ilayhi, it's going to take kasratain, where Zainabu, when it is the object of a preposition or the mudawf ilayhi, it's majroor, but it's not going to take kasra and it's not going to take tanween. It's going to take fatha in place of the kasra and no tanween. Why? Because Muhammadun is a masculine proper noun. Masculine proper nouns take tanween. Unless, for example, they ended with Tarmabuta, or they're a foreign proper noun, and so on. Yani ended with Aleph Noon, like Uthman and Sufyan and Marwan and Affan. Otherwise, masculine proper nouns generally take tanween. Zainabu is a feminine proper noun, and feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. It doesn't matter if they have Tarmabuta or not. Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. So let's look at yani the examples they gave for Muhammadun, when it is majroor because of a preposition or because of idafa, and Zainabu when it is majroor because of a preposition or because of yani being the mudaf ilayh. Muhammadun, min Muhammadin, ila Muhammadin, li Muhammadin, for Muhammad, kitabu Muhammadin, the book of Muhammad or Muhammad's book. Notice that in each case, either because of a preposition or because of idafa, the word Muhammad became majroor and it took kasra. Zainabu min Zainaba, from Zainab. Ila Zainaba, to Zainab. Li Zainaba, for Zainab. Kitabu Zainaba, the book of Zainab or Zainab's book. We see in each case Zainab became majroor either because of a preposition like min or ila or li, or it became majroor because it is the mudafun ilayhi, second part of an idafa construction. In any case, even though it's majroor, because it's mamnoon min as-sarf, because it's a feminine proper noun, feminine proper nouns are mamnoon min as-sarf, so it doesn't take kasra when it is majroor. It takes fatha instead. Exercise number 2, ikra waktub. So, this exercise number 1 basically is just showing us the difference between words that are mamnoon min as-sarf and words that are not. And that words that are mamnoon min as-sarf, first of all, they don't take tanween, and second of all, they don't take kasra if they are majroor. Okay? Zainabu doesn't take tanween. And if it became majroor, also, it doesn't take kasra. Whereas Muhammadun, it has tanween, and when it's majroor, it takes kasra. Exercise number 2, ikra waktub, read and write. I hope everybody has already done this exercise. You have read it, you have written it, you have translated it, and you practice with it so that, and it becomes easier and easier. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. Number 1, exercise number 2, sentence number 1, page 121. هَذَا الْكِتَابُ لِمُحَمَّدٍ وَذَلِكَ لِزَيْنَبَ. هذا الكتاب, this is a بدل construction. اسم إشارة followed by a word with ألف لام. هذا الكتاب, this book, لمحمد, belongs to Muhammad. وذلك, and that one, لزينب, belongs to Zainab. What is important here is we see that Zainab, object of the preposition لي, is مجرور, sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسر, because it's ممنون من الصرف, feminine proper noun. Number 2, ذهب خالد إلى أحمد. يعني خالد went to أحمد. Here أحمد is the object of the preposition إلى. It's مجرور, sign that it's مجرور is فتحة instead of كسرة, because it's ممنوع من الصرف. It's ممنوع من الصرف because it is a masculine proper noun on the pattern of أفعال. Number 3, ذهب أبي إلى مكة وذهب عمي إلى جدة. Yani my father, ذهب, went to Mecca, and my uncle, paternal uncle, father's brother, عمي, ذهب إلى جدة, went to Jeddah, Jeddah, yani the port city in Saudi Arabia, outside, yani not far from Mecca. What is important here is that the two words, Mekkata and Jeddah, both of them are feminine proper nouns, feminine proper nouns. Both of them are objects of the preposition ila, so they became majroor, and both of them, the sign that they are majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because they are mamnoo min as-sarf, because they are feminine proper nouns. Number 4, ukhtu marwana maridatun. The sister of Marwan is marida. She is ill, sick. Here, the important word in this sentence is ukhtu marwana. This is an idafa construction. And marwana is the second part of the idafa construction, the mudafun ilayhi, and therefore it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it is mamnoon min as-sarf. Why is it mamnoon min as-sarf? because it is a masculine proper noun that has an extra aleph nun on the end of it. After the mim ra waw, marwana, sufyana, like this, uthmana. Number 5, aina zawju khadijata, huwa fi londana. Where's the zawj, the spouse, or the husband of Khadija? He is in London. Okay, 2 points here. Zawju Khadijata, an idafa construction. Khadija is the mudafa and ilayhi majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu min as-sarf. Why is it mamnu min as-sarf? Feminine proper noun. As far as Londana, object of the preposition fi, so it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it is mamnu min as-sarf. Why is it mamnu min as-sarf? Yani foreign proper noun. Number 6. Sayyaratu Hamidin. Sayyaratu Hamidin jadidatun. Wasayyaratu Ibrahim qadimatun. Sayyaratu Hamidin, the sayyara of Hamid, the car of Hamid, or Hamid's car, is jadidatun, new. Wasayyaratu Ibrahim, and the car of Ibrahim is qadimatun, old. The note we want to make here is Sayyaratu Ibrahim. Sayyaratu Hamidin is normal, mudafan ilayhi majroor. Sayyaratu Ibrahim, mudafan ilayhi majroor, but the sign that is majroor, instead of being kasr, is fatha, because it's mamnu min as-sarf. It's mamnu min as-sarf because it is a foreign proper noun. Number 7. Baytu Khalidin kabirun. Wa baytu Usamata saghirun. The house of Khalid is kabir, and the house of Usama is saghir. Khalid's house is big, that's normal. Baytu Khalidin mudafun ilayhi majroor, sign that it's majroor is kasra. Wa baytu Usamata, the house of Usama, Usama is mudafun ilayhi majroor, the sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu min as-sarf. It's mamnu min as-sarf because of what? Because it's a masculine proper noun that ends with ta marbuta. Turn to page 122, continuing with exercise number 2. Sentence number 8. Aina dhahaba abuki ya Layla? Where did your father go, O Layla? Dhahaba ila Baghdad. He went to Baghdad, yani the capital of Iraq. He went to Baghdad. Here Baghdad is the object of the preposition ila. It's majroor, sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu min as-sarf. Why is it mamnu min as-sarf? Baghdad, because it's a foreign proper noun. Number 9. Fi Istanbul masajidu kathiratun. In Istanbul, the city of Istanbul in Turkey, in Istanbul are masajidu kathiratun, many masjids. Here, masajidu is marfu'un with dhamma, and it's not kathiratun is marfu'un with dhamma. But notice that masajid doesn't have tanween, dhammatain, and that's because masajid is mamnu' min as-sarf, so it doesn't take tanween, whereas kathiratun is not mamnu' min as-sarf, so it has tanween. And also, kathira is a not describing masajid, masajidu kathira. And the not for a gairu akhu plural is going to be feminine singular. Because masajid is the plural of masjid. Masjid is masculine, but it is a gairu akhu plural, so it's treated as though it's feminine singular. So it's not kathiratun, it's feminine singular. Number 10. Indi khamsatu mafatiha. I have 5 keys. Mafatiha is the plural of miftah. It's on the pattern of mafa'il, which is a broken plural pattern that's mamnu min as-sarf. So even though in this particular sentence, indi khamsatu mafatiha, yani mafatiha is the ma'adud. So it has to be plural, and it also has to be majroor. The sign that is majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because It is a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. Number 11. Al-Ka'batu fi Makkata. Yani the Ka'aba, the house of Allah that people make pilgrimage to in Mecca, is in Mecca. The Ka'aba is in Mecca. The point is, Makkata is the object of the preposition fi. It's majroor, sign that it's majroor, is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu' min as-sarf, because it is a feminine proper noun. Number 12. في هذا الشارع ثلاثة مساجد. In this street are three masjids. Two points I want to make here. يعني الشارع is the بدل for the اسم إشارة هذا. And the بدل has to take the same ruling of the مبدل منه. So هذا is the object of the preposition في. It's مبنيٌ. But it's in the place where it should be majroor, so the badal also has to be majroor with kasra. Fi hadha ash-shari'i. Ash-shari' is majroor because it's badal for hadha, which is the object of the preposition fi, so it's in the place where it should be majroor. The second point I want to make is, in this street are three masjids. Thalathatu masajida. We said the numbers from 3 to 10. The ma'adud for them is going to be plural, and it's going to be mudhafan ilayhi majroor. So masajid is plural of masjid, and it's mudhaf ilayhi, mudhaf to thalathatu, mudhaf ilayhi, and it's majroor. The sign that it's majroor though is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu' min as-sarf, because it is a broken plural pattern, mafa'il, that's mamnu' min as-sarf. Number 13. هذا الطبيب اسمه ويليام وهو من لندن وذلك يعني ذلك الطبيب اسمه لويس وهو من باريس. هذا الطبيب. This doctor. This is the بدل construction. هذا الطبيب اسمه ويليام. His name is William. ويليام is مرفوع but no تنوين because it's a foreign proper noun. وهو من لندن. لندن is the object of the preposition من. It's مجرور. The sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة because it's a foreign proper noun. وذلك يعني وذلك الطبيب and that doctor اسمه لويس. His name is Louis. وهو من Louis. I want to say that Louis here is ممنوع من الصرف, so it doesn't take تنوين. And هو من باريس. يعني باريس is the object of the preposition من. It's مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسر because it's ممنوع من الصرف, because it's a foreign proper noun. Number 14. سيارتي لونها أخضر. My car, its color, لونها, is green. The point I want to make is أخضر, يعني is مرفون with ضمة, but it doesn't take تنوين because it's an adjective on the pattern of أفعل أخضر. Colors on the pattern of أفعل. Number 15. عندي قلم أحمر. I have a red pen. قلم أحمر. أحمر يعني is مرفوع because it is the adjective for قلم, but it doesn't take تنوين because it's ممنوع من الصرف. The reason why it's ممنوع من الصرف because it's an adjective on the pattern of أفعل. أحمر. 16. البيت الحرام في مكة. يعني the sacred house is in مكة. Here, Mecca is the object of the preposition fi, therefore it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it is mamnu' min as-sarf. Mamnu' min as-sarf because it's a feminine proper noun. Number 17. ذهب أحمد إلى محمد. يعني أحمد went to Muhammad. Here, Ahmed is the fa'il of the fi'il ذهب, and the fa'il is always marfu'un, no tanween, because it is mamnu' min as-sarf. Why is it mamnu' min as-sarf? Masculine proper noun on the pattern of af'alu. Number 18. ذهب محمد إلى أحمد. يعني opposite. Ahmed went to Muhammad. Here in this one, Muhammad went to Ahmed. In this case, Muhammadun is the fa'il of the verb ذهبَ. It's marfu'un with dhamma. It takes tanween because masculine proper nouns generally take tanween. So Muhammad went to Ahmada. Yani Ahmada is the object of the preposition ila. It's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatta instead of kasra because it's mamnu' min al-sarf. Mamnu' min al-sarf because it's a masculine proper noun on the pattern of af'al. Number 19. أأنت من مكة؟ Are you from مكة؟ لا أنا من الطائف. No, I am from الطائف. The point here in this line here is من مكة. مكة is the object of the preposition من, therefore it's مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتحة in place of كسر because it's ممنوع من الصرف. It's ممنوع من الصرف because it's a feminine proper noun. Number 20. أختو فاطمة طالبة. The sister of Fatima is a female student. The point in this sentence is what? The idafa construction. أختو فاطمة. The sister of Fatima. Fatima is مضافٌ إليه مجرور. Sign that مجرور is فتحة instead of كسرة because ممنون من الصرف. Because it is a feminine proper noun. Okay, exercise number 3. Exercise number 3. اقرأ الكلمات الآتية واكتبها مع ضبط أواخرها. Read the following words and write them مع ضبط with precision, exactness, making exact and precise أواخرها, their endings. And he has referring back to الكلمات. It's a غير عاقل plural, so we treat it as though it's feminine singular with the pronoun ha. Read the following words and write them along with making the endings exact and precise. Meaning, do they take dhamma, fatha, kasra, tanween, or no tanween? Alright, we want to know, is it going to take kasra if it's majroor? Or is it going to take yani fatha if it's mamnu' min al-sarf? Is it going to take tanween? Or it's ممنوع من الصرف, so it doesn't take tanween. So the ending, we have to know what vowel it is and whether it has a single vowel or double vowel tanween. Okay? آمينة ممنوع من الصرف, feminine proper noun. من آمينة, from آمينة, again يعني object of the preposition, but it's مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة because it is a feminine proper noun. ممنوع من الصرف. لي أحمد, يعني أحمد is the object of the preposition لي, it's مجرور. Sign this مجرور is فتة instead of كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف because it's a masculine proper noun on the pattern of أفعل. أحمد, here it's taking a single vowel because it's ممنوع من الصرف. أثمان, here it's taking a single vowel because it's ممنوع من الصرف, masculine proper noun with the ending, extra ending of ألف and نون. من باكستان, يعني object of the preposition من, مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف. It's ممنوع من الصرف because it is a foreign proper noun. باكستان, here it is مرفوع with ضم, no تنوين because it's ممنوع من الصرف. لي خديجة, خديجة is the object of the preposition لي, يعني it is مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة because it is ممنوع من الصرف because it's a feminine proper noun. لندنو, يعني no تنوين because it is a foreign proper noun. إلى بغداد, يعني بغداد is the object of the preposition إلى, it's مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتحة instead of كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف because it is foreign proper noun. إسطنبول, foreign proper noun, doesn't take tanween. Makkatu, feminine proper noun, doesn't take tanween. Fi makkata, yani object of the preposition fi, majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnu min al-sarf because it's a feminine proper noun. Juddatu, yani feminine proper noun, do not take Tanween. Turn to the next page, 23. Top of the page. Masajidu. Doesn't take Tanween because it's Mamnu min al-Sarf, because it's a broken plural pattern. Mafa'il. That's Mamnu min al-Sarf. Fi Madarisa. Yani in the schools. Madarisa is the object of the preposition fi. So it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu min al-sarf. It's mamnu min al-sarf because it is broken plural pattern mafa'il. Ya'aqubu, no tanween because it's a foreign proper noun. Li ishaqa, ishaqa, object of the preposition li, so it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it is mamnu min al-sarf as a foreign proper noun. Muawiyatu doesn't take tanween because it's mamnu min al-sarf, masculine proper noun that ends with ta marbuta. Min muawiyata, yani muawiyata here is the object of the preposition min, therefore it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu min al-sarf, because it is a masculine proper noun that ends with ta marbuta. Li Aishata, yani for Aisha. Aisha is object of the preposition li, therefore it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it is mamnu min al-sarf as a feminine proper noun. Aisha tu, mamnu min al-sarf, feminine proper noun, doesn't take tanween. Muhammadun, masculine proper nouns take tanween. Khalidun, masculine proper nouns take tanween. Min Abbasin. Abbasin is the object of the preposition min, therefore it's majroor. Sign that it's majroor is kasra. Nu'amanu, yani it is, yani not taking tanween because it is mamnu min al-sarf, because it is a masculine proper noun that has the extra added ending alif nun. Nu'man, like Uthman and Affan and Sufyan and so on, like this. Hamidun, masculine proper nouns take tanween. Last exercise, number 4, page 123, final exercise of the final lesson 23. Exercise number 4 says, Uktub al-adada min thalathati ila asharati. Write the numbers from 3 to 10. وَجْعَلْ كُلًّا مِنَ الْكَلِمَاتِ الْآتِيَةِ مَعَدُودًا لَهَا. And then make each of the following words a ma'adood for them, for those a'adad, for those numbers. Okay, write the numbers from 3 to 10, and then take these words that they gave us and make them a ma'adood for each of the numbers from 3 to 10. Okay, so the first word they gave us is masjid. We have to make it the ma'adood for the number 3. So, we're going to change it to thalathatu masajida. Yani we have to, because the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'adud has to be plural. Mudafun ilayhi majroor. Okay, so we say thalathatu masajida. So, masajida is mudafun ilayhi majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu min al-sarf on the pattern of mafa'il. Funduq, its plural is fanadiq. Fanadiq, we're going to say arba'atu fanadiqa. 4 hotels. Okay? Fanadiqa, yani, is the ma'adud. It's mudawfun ilayhi majroor. Sign that it's majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu min al-sarf on the pattern of mafa'il. Mandil, handkerchief. We're going to say 5 handkerchiefs. The plural of mandil is manadil. So we're going to say khamsatu manadila. 5 handkerchiefs. Manadila is the ma'adud. It's mudawfun ilayhi majroor. Sign of majroor is fatha instead of kasra, because it's mamnu min al-sarf on the pattern of mafa'ilu. Manadilu. The next word, miftahun, key. Its plural is mafatihu. Mafatih. We're going to say 6 keys. Sittatu mafatiha. Yani 6 keys. Mafatiha here is the ma'adud. مضافٌ إليه مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف on the pattern of مفاعيل. Like مناديل مفاتيح. The next word صديق means a friend. Its plural is أصدقاء. We're going to say 7 friends. سبعة أصدقاء. أصدقاء. أصدقاء is the معدود. It's مضاف إليه مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? It's one of the broken plural patterns. أفعيلا. That's ممنوع من الصرف. أصدقاء. Next word is زميل. A classmate. And we're going to say 8 classmates. ثمانية زملاء. زملاء is the معدود, the thing being counted. It's مضاف إليه مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف on the pattern of زملاء. يعني it's one of the two or one of the 4 broken plural patterns that we had in lesson 13 that are ممنوع من الصرف. يعني زملاء. That's from the pattern of what? فعلاء. The next word is كرسي with شد on the ya. And we're going to say 9 chairs. The plural of كرسي is قراسي. So we're going to say 9 قراسية. Yani with فتح. Because قراسي is the ma'adud thing being counted. It has to be plural. And it has to be مضاف إليه مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة. Because it's ممنوع من الصرف. On the pattern of مفاعيل قراسي. The next word is مدرسة. مدرسة. Its plural is مدارس. And we're going to say 10 schools. عشرة مدارس. يعني 10 schools. مدارس is the معدود, the thing being counted. Therefore, it has to be plural for the numbers from 3 to 10. It has to be plural. And also, it's going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتحة instead of كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف on the pattern of مفاعيل. مفاعيل. Like مدارس and مكاتب. مدارس. مكاتب. مدارس like مكاتب. Then they gave us one more word. We already finished 3 to 10. They gave us an extra word. دقيقة. دقيقة means a minute. Its plural is دقائق. So we're going to say, go back to the number 3 again. يعني ثلاث, masculine معدود with feminine دقيقة. Masculine عدد with feminine معدود. ثلاث دقائق. 3 minutes. دقائق has to be plural as the معدود for the numbers from 3 to 10. And it also has to be مضاف إليه مجرور. Sign that it's مجرور is فتح instead of كسرة because it's ممنوع من الصرف on the pattern of مفاعيل. مفاعيل. دقائق. Okay, so this والحمد لله رب العالمين is the end of the last exercise number 4 from lesson number 23, final lesson of this book. When with this, يعني by Allah's favor and His mercy upon us, we have completed المستوى الأول one more time. Some of you have been with us before, so you may have done this before. Those of you who are completing it for the first time should be يعني extremely يعني appreciative, thankful, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting you this success. Lots and lots of people يعني have been unable to finish this book, so it is indeed a blessing from Allah, a mercy and His favor that we have to show gratitude for. Okay, now in the few minutes that's remaining, please remember to thank Allah. Get up in the night and pray 2 extra rak'ah. And thank Allah and praise Allah and show your gratitude by being obedient to Him more and more and more. In the few minutes that's remaining, I want to just talk a little bit about some of the responses that I got concerning our review. Okay, so next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to start our review unless Allah has decreed otherwise. We're going to start our review next week. And I think 2 weeks ago I may have asked the class to respond and give me some suggestions on what you want to do. Do you want to do redo the English key? Yani just go through the English keys for the Medina Book 1 from the beginning to the end, or do you want to do a different book that may have a different format, but it's made to be a summary, a review for Medina Book 1, yani covering the grammatical points of Medina Book 1 without yani the text and the exercises from the book, just doing the yani summary of the grammatical points. So these were two options that I was offering to the class, trying to get some feedback so I can have a better idea of what you would like to do. Do you just want to go through the English keys again, or do you want to do a different book? So I got lots of responses. The first week I didn't get many responses, just one or two. Alhamdulillah. Last week I got a lot of responses. So this is wonderful. I'm very happy to hear from you. And I want to say that some people said they wanted to do the English key. And one person said they wanted to do the English key, yani for a reason that to me was, I don't know, I have to say quite amazing. one person said that I want to do the English key because we have done summaries for Medina Book 1 from other books before, and the last time we finished Medina Book 1, we did a summary that was based upon a summary that was written from a sister, and the brother basically said that mashallah, it was a good summary, it was very nice and it was very beneficial, but you had us making corrections throughout the whole book from beginning to end, a lot of corrections. So even though the book was beneficial, yani there were quite a few mistakes in it. So you constantly had us correcting the errors. He said, so yani in my last few years of studying Arabic here, he said, I've seen that you never stop to correct Dr. Fa Abdurrahim's English key summaries. Yani, there's no mistakes in them. So, why? That is because these summaries are clear, they are odorless, and they are like air and water, free of errors and mistakes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I mean, I thought it was poetic, and it was also very clear and crystal clear and beautiful, to actually identify, for somebody to recognize that we went through other summaries of other books over the years, and usually all of them have, yani, mistakes, quite a few mistakes, even though they are beneficial, no doubt. Some of them have, yani, some benefits, yani, that others don't have, but they all have mistakes. So basically he was saying, let's just do the review of the English key of Medina Book 1 from Dr. Fa. Other people said they wanted to do the handouts. We did those, that summary of Medina Book 1 a few years ago, and others said they wanted to do the ARIC notes, in which we did those, yani we did that review a few years ago as well, and last year we did the yani student aid. So there are several books that have been written as summaries of the grammatical points of Medina Book 1. We've done all of them before, and all of them have benefits, and all of them also have some problem areas. I don't want to go into the details of the problems of each one of them, but in any case, after I heard from you, and some people said they wanted to do ARIC, some people said they wanted to do, you know, the handouts, some people said let's just do the key, and some people even suggested let's do both of them. Let's do the English key from Dr. Fa, and let's also do one of the other books along with it. All these were suggestions that I considered carefully, but this week, after hearing so many suggestions from so many people, I decided to go back and look at each one of the books that have been written as summary of the grammatical points from Medina Book 1, and I saw some of the flaws in each of them and some of the benefits, and I was leaning towards doing one of them. And then another thought came to my mind, yani, especially after reading about the brother who's saying that we should do the English key from Dr. Fa. I felt myself that we have done the English key several times with this session, with this group, and last year's group, and before that, yani, for the last 8 years, yani, I've been doing Medina Book 1 several times with different groups of people, and some of the same people as well. So there's no doubt that the English key of Dr. Fa is going to be the most beneficial. However, I had another thought, and my thought is, and I'm going to sleep on it, and then tomorrow, inshallah, I'll send you a homework assignment, but my thought is to do something that we haven't done before. Do something that we haven't done before, because when you're doing something that you've done before, you're going to benefit because you're familiar with it, and it's going to be a little bit easier. But for the most part, you know most of it already. So you're going to learn a little bit, and you're going to be reinforced in some other things that you already know, and it's going to be easy for you. But I thought that I don't want to make it too easy. I don't want to make it difficult, but I don't want to make it too easy. Because first of all, we've done this English key just now in this past year with this group. And we did it the year before, and we did it several times before that. So some of you have been through the English key several times. And as well, reading through the English key is easy, because it's in English. So you don't really need so much me to read it to you, even though there's going to be some explanations that may be of benefit. But perhaps we can still combine doing a different book that we haven't done before with referring back to Dr. Fa's English Key for whatever benefits we may find there that we don't find in the book that we'll do. So I thought that we'll do a combination, yani we'll refer to the English Key of Dr. Fa, Abdurrahim, may Allah protect and preserve him. I'll refer back to it each week, yani where to find the materials that we're covering, which lesson we're in, what pages they're on, and what points we need to focus on other than what we're going to, you know, be doing in the other book. But my idea was to do a new book that we haven't done before. It's going to be a little bit more challenging because it's new. But in that case, for that reason, it may be a little bit more beneficial because it's going to make you do some work. It's not going to be that easy. And you can still go back to the English key because since it's in English, you can read it anyway on your own. And I'll give you references for it. But I want to do a new book that we have never done before. We've done already like 4 different review books over the last few years. And so this time I thought, let's just do something we haven't done before. So I looked through all the yani books that I had for reviewing Medina Book 1, and I found one that we haven't done before. So I'm inclined towards that, inshallah. Like I said, I'm going to sleep on it. I'll be sure tomorrow how we want to do this, but I think we're going to do a book that some of you may have, and if you don't, no problem, we're going to send you the PDF. It's called Sharhu Kitabi Durusi Lughat al-Arabiyya Lighayr Natiqin Biha. Al-Juz al-Awwal, Ta'alif Dr. Fa Ibrahim, wa Shara'ahu Hussein ibn Ahmed ibn Abdullah Ali Ali, al-Mudarris bi Mahad Ta'lim al-Lughat al-Arabiyya bil Jami'ah al-Islamiyya. So the benefit of this is that this review is going to be totally in Arabic. Some people may be frightened by that. But I feel if you went through book 1 with us from the beginning to the end and you did the exercises and you did the homework and you participated in the sessions that we do online, I feel that you can do this book. I'm pretty confident that you're going to do it. We're going to read it. My intent is to read it and translate it and explain what's there. So the benefit will be, this is a book we haven't done before, first of all. The second benefit will be that it's all in Arabic, so it's more challenging, and you're going to really see where you're at, you know, because before we've done, the Medina book, we did the text, the exercises, the instructions, everything all in Arabic. So this is going to be like that, except there's no English key. So the English key will be, you can refer back to the English key, I'll give you the references each week. In any case, it's broken down, this particular review is broken down lesson by lesson, directly with the Medina book. So when we're doing lesson 1 from here, you're going to know that we are covering the material that's in Lesson 1 in the Medina book. When we're doing Lesson 10 in here, it's going to be covering the material that's in Lesson 10. The only difference is that here the focus is going to be on the main grammatical points, not the secondary points. So that means that it's a summary of the Medina book. It doesn't cover everything in the Medina book, but it summarizes the most important grammatical points. And I think there's only one point that it doesn't explain in detail, and we'll refer to the English key for that, or any other source. That is referring to the topic of غير عاقل plurals, lesson 16 and 17. It doesn't go into a great detail on that particular point. But other than that, the good thing is that it's all in Arabic. It's a summary of the main grammatical points. It'll refresh our memory. It'll also give us the opportunity to see more of the Arabic terminology for what we're studying, muthanna, yani jam, and all different kind of words that we're going to be using, yani غير عاقل, jam غير عاقل, ممنوع من الصرف, يجر بفتح, yani it's going to give us Arabic terminology that I'll translate, and you'll get used to, more used to hearing. It's going to also yani summarize the book in a fashion, so it's not going to take that long to go through it, because we're going to go through 23 lessons, but each lesson is going to be short. And maybe in the Medina book, one lesson, English key and Arabic text and exercises might be 10 or 15 pages. Here it's going to be 2 pages or 3 pages. So that means we're going to be able to go through this, yani, in less than 23 weeks. It's not going to take us 6 months to do this. Maybe we'll do it in 3 months. Allahu alam. I mean, we haven't done this before, so we're going to see how it goes. We're not going to rush through it. But certainly, it's going to take less time to go through this than it would normally take to go through the Medina books. Okay? So this is a summary. It's all in Arabic. And it's written very well. It has a lot of charts and tables and examples. And it shows us the mistakes that people commonly make. It shows us what's correct in the matter and what's a mistake in the matter. So we get both sides of it. We see what's correct and we see what are the errors. And we also get the Arabic grammatical terminologies that some of us might not be totally familiar with. So don't be afraid. Inshallah, we're going to take our time and go through it carefully. Like I said, I'm going to sleep on it, but I mean, that's my heart is pretty much inclined towards this. And I hope that inshallah, you will not be frightened by this summary that's all in Arabic. All the other summaries are in English. And that was the other thing I felt. We've done lots of summaries in English. Let's do a summary in Arabic. I think that we're ready for it. We've spent 1 year studying Medina Book 1. Some of you may have studied it before. And really, I'm over time right now. I'm sorry I wasn't watching the clock, so I'm going to stop right here. And inshallah, I'll be sending out tomorrow some instructions, PDF file for the book, and everything like that. Jazakum Allah khair wa barakallahu fikum. May Allah grant you all, myself and you all, success in whatever we're doing of good for the sake of Allah. May Allah grant cure to those who are sick and grant ease to those who are in difficulty and keep us firm upon the path of that which is pleasing to him is Sirat al-Mustaqim until we return to him in a condition of being pleased with him and pleasing to him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.